This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Exactly 19 minutes before 9. Welcome to the second hour of the show. If you're going to get a breakfast show, it's the only way to start your day. Now, our good friends are back. So excited about this one, man. It's been a minute, but okay. They are back to wrap it up, man. It's been a good partnership with AOPE as I welcome Herschel. Herschel, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me, guys. It's good to be back.
Ah, good, man. Good to have you back also. Ah, man, unfortunately, for the last time this morning, Herschel. But we're wrapping it up, Kamnandi, about something that's very important, which is e-commerce for students. Maybe before we go into it, if you can just tell us about e-commerce. What exactly is e-commerce? What are we speaking about when you speak of e-commerce?
So e-commerce is basically online stores. Mm. So everything you do online. So for example, if you look at e-commerce, if I can give you a good example, is for example, Take a Look. So Take a Look is an e-commerce store. So on Take a Look or Amazon, for example, as well, you can buy items online. So that is an e-commerce store.
Mm. Oh, okay. Now, we know that business is booming as normal. What makes it a smarter hustle for students today?
So honestly, e-commerce is it's such a smart move for students right now. You can literally run everything from your phone or your laptop. It doesn't cost much to get started. It's flexible. You can study, go to class, and still manage your store on the side. So, I mean, plus you're learning real-world skills like marketing, money management, customer service, all these things that will obviously help you along your way after varsity or university.
Mm. Wow. And can a student start an online store from their race or in their dorm room? What does it take to begin such business?
Yes, definitely they can. All you basically need is Wi-Fi and a laptop and an idea. Start with something small, something simple, a product you believe in, something that you believe that solves a small problem or a problem. There are so many easy platforms now to set up your store. And tools like, or companies like us, like AOPE, make it simple to get, your funds or to get paid securely. You don't need to have it all figured out. You just start small and bold as you go. And we will be, as your payment partner along with you on the journey.
Mm. And now, Herschel, how can social media platforms like Instagram and TikTok act as a powerful business code? Tools, I mean.
So social media is obviously a game changer. It's basically free marketing if you think about it. Instagram and TikTok, it lets you show off your products, tell your story, connect directly with your customers. You can have one good video reach thousands of people overnight. So the trick is to be real, because people will buy from people they trust, not from having a perfect ad or having perfect videos. People buy from people that they can trust and relate to.
Oh, wow. Okay. And why is it important then to have secure payment options like AOPE when selling online?
Yeah, that's a good question. So obviously trust is everything, especially in the online space. If customers don't feel safe paying with you, they'll go somewhere else, right? That's where a company like us, like AOPE, really helps. It's fast, it's safe, it gives both sides confidence in the transaction, the business and the end user. It also makes your business look more professional and serious about customer experience.
Mm. So now, before we wrap it up, Herschel, what advice would you give to a student who wants to start an online business but doesn't know where to begin?
Okay, so I'd say the bottom line is you have to start. So I would first of all say start. So that's where I will begin. Start. If you have an idea, start. Don't overthink it. Find something you enjoy, whether it's a small problem you can solve, whatever it may be, and just build from there. There are tons of free resources online to help you learn the basics. You'll make mistakes along the line, but that's just part of it. Every successful entrepreneur, they started out just trying things and figuring it out along the way.
Yeah. No, thank you so much, Herschel. Really appreciate it, man. Now, this comes to where the fun part, whereby I call, or someone calls in, just to tell us, Suguti, what we were speaking about this morning. And I know I've been saying throughout the show, Uguti, I'm going to ask something. And I deliberately today, I wanted to finish off like this. And I'm still waiting for those calls, 0681608832. I'm about to ask you something, that we discussed with Herschel, yeah. Yes, here's a call coming in. Let's listen. Ugutuban Lona, let me go to the side and check. Hi.
Yes, hello.
Hello. Hello, how are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much. Welcome on MEC Radio. Nkhuluma naban.
Ukhuluma noVuyiso kaMthethwa.
Vu?
Vuyiso Mthethwa.
Vuyiso Mthethwa. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to ask two easy questions for you. The first question, e-commerce. What do we mean when we speak of e-commerce?
Okay, as I was listening to the interview, e-commerce, they explained e-commerce as an online store such as Abotakealot.
An online store
such as Yes, an online store such as Abotakealot, where online businesses. Yeah.
Okay. Herschel?
Yes.
Are you happy with that answer?
I'm happy with that.
Okay.
Got it spot on.
Okay. 50% now done with Vuyiso. So maybe Vuyiso, so let me ask you. Which payment option can you use now? This question was visible in some of the questions that I asked Herschel. Which payment option can you use when you are in such business such as the e-commerce?
I can say you could use AOPay.
AOPay. Oh, Abo Herschel.
Yeah.
Ah, no. I'm happy. I'm happy with that one. Herschel, you good?
I'm happy with that.
Let's give you 100 rands, Vuyiso. So thank you so much for calling in, eh?
Thank you very much, Wiltu, and thank you very much, Herschel.
You're welcome. Enjoy it, mate.
Yeah, enjoy it, bro. Siyabonga kakhulu. We'll keep in touch with the producer then, Vuyiso, ne?
Yeah, no worries. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Herschel, man. It's been good. It's been amazing working with you guys. AOPay, passion for payments, powering success. Maybe your last words to some of our students and some of the upcoming business, business founders.
Yeah. I mean, like I just to emphasize again, for all students who's got plans to become an entrepreneur, I mean, just start. Everybody, whether it's Elon Musk, Bill Gates, they've all started with an idea, and they started. It wasn't just a dream. It wasn't just something far-fetched. They actually put their hands on the table and they started working. They did their research. So if you have an idea, if you have a passion for something, just start, do your research. And then you obviously have companies like ourselves, like AOPay, that will be there for people that wants to start. We will hold their hand. We will be with you along the journey. Ensure that all your payments are safe. It's secure. Give you the peace of mind knowing that your funds is safe and your customer has an amazing, checkout experience.
No, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. It's been good conversations with you, Herschel. Shout out to Busi also for coordinating these interviews, man, and these conversations.
Yeah.
We really appreciate it. Thank you so much, guys, for
Yeah, thanks so much to you guys as well. It's been an amazing few weeks.
Yes.
And hopefully we can have a lot more partnerships like these.
Definitely. Really appreciate it. Sharp, thanks. Take care, Herschel.
Perfect. Thanks, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.